I drove out to Harmony Valley knowing that, in midsummer at least, it produces abundant salad greens and juicy strawberries. But at this time of year, there's natural abundance of a different kind. It goes by the name of overwintered produce, and it sits in the dark ground all winter, under the ice and snow, until it's uncovered in the spring. Farmer Richard DeWild and his dog Jack took me around to see what they're digging up.
We're going to go look at the most beautiful crop of overwintered in the field spinach I have ever seen in my 35-year growing career. Because it was in the field all winter, it was literally frozen solid, it was under snow, it gets thick and extremely sweet. It is really good spinach. Yeah. Okay, do you want to see a sun chunk?
Sure.
Okay.
What about you, Jack?
We're going to move right along here.
There's one.
Oh, yeah.
Sunchokes have an amazing ability. All summer, they store energy in this big, tall, above-ground structure, like, you know, stems and leaves. Then after they freeze and the leaves are dying, they transfer all that stored energy from above down into the ground and make their tubers.
And then they just stay there all winter?
Yeah, there it is. Look at that. And you know they were froze. That one is still slightly frozen. But Jack, look. I gave this to Aaron.
Jack, that's for me.
Do you eat these?
Richard, I will when you tell me what to do with them.
Well, think of them like a potato. They're good mixed with potatoes.
So, should we move on and do the parsnips?
Yeah.
There they are.
That's
so
great.
This field is all parsnip. This is 1.5 acres. This is 10 ton of parsnips.
Guess I hadn't realized all this stuff stayed underground all winter.
There's so few things available early in the spring that we really have looked for those. I think these will make the first market.
Come on, Jack.
Okay, Jack.
Driving home from the farm, my stash of chili vegetables piled next to me in the front seat, I thought again about this place and those vast, overwintered fields. The rolling landscape of southwestern Wisconsin, in certain ways, reminds me of California. California farmers don't have to wait as long for their strawberries and salad greens, but it's the waiting, I think, our waiting until midsummer for ripe strawberries, and the waiting of those parsnips all winter under the frozen ground that actually makes seasonal eating in a wintry climate feel that much more profound. And yes, I'll just say it, romantic. For the record, I ate the spinach and parsnips that Richard gave me pretty much right away. And they were, it's absolutely true, sweet and full of flavor. I haven't figured out yet what to do with those sunchokes. But after all that time waiting in the cold ground, will it hurt them to wait just a few more days in my kitchen?